One of the Buddha's insights is that our mind is always going in a direction. Now, from one moment to another, it may switch directions. In fact, he says there's nothing on earth that can switch as quickly as the mind in switching direction. So we need some guidance to make sure that our direction is going where we really want it to go and not where our whims may push us or our immediate desires may push us. I have a student who's a psychotherapist. She works with a lot of people in the movie industry. That's an industry which seems to amplify all the problems of the world. Success can really go to your head. And the forces that can pull you in all the wrong directions are all around you. And she makes a lot of use of the concept of a moral compass. You have to keep in mind what your moral compass is, where you really want to go. As the Buddha said, wisdom begins with a question. What want I do it will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? What want I do it will lead to my long-term harm and suffering? The emphasis there is on the power of your actions to lead to happiness or suffering, and the ability to keep the long-term in mind. Because the short-term is really flashy. And our hungers and our desires can often pull us into the short term and create all kinds of reasons for forgetting about the long term. But it's the long term that we have to live with over time. Keeping in mind that image of the compass, we realize that there's a difference between true north and magnetic north. And for the most part, they seem to be pretty much in line, but I've learned recently that over the past few years, the magnetic north has decided to move rapidly. It used to be in northern Canada, and now it's suddenly going across the Arctic Ocean, heading towards Siberia, and who knows how far it's going to go. So you need to have an inner compass that's even more reliable than your outer compass. Think of the pole star. It may seem far away, but it gives you your true indication of what direction you want to go. In the same way as we live in this world, it may seem impossible to get everything exactly perfect, but you want to make sure that your compass or your sense of direction keeps true north in mind at all times. The Buddha would have you measure your actions in two ways. One is what kind of mind state inspires that action, motivates that action. And two, what are the long-term results? A lot of ethical theory is divided on this issue. It's either the motivation or the results that are the measure of your action. But that's the thing about judging your actions as a judge in court would judge your actions to decide how guilty you are if you've done something wrong. Whereas when the Buddha is talking about judging your actions, it's more like judging a work in progress, like a carpenter working on a table. You cut the wood and you realize you made a mistake. You don't throw the wood away. You figure out, what can I do to compensate for the mistake? You may not get precisely what you wanted to begin with, but as you judge your work in progress, you get it as close as possible to what you really need. And so this is how you judge it, both in terms of your motivation, what you really intend to accomplish, what kind of impact you want to have on other people. This is especially important in industries where you are communicating with other people. What kind of impact you want to have, what kind of impact you want to have on their minds, on their behavior, and why. And secondly, look at what you've done in the past that's gotten good results and hasn't gotten good results, and judge any potential action based on both principles. It's one of the reasons why we meditate, is so you can get the mind in a place where it can step back. It's like going out into the night when there are no clouds and checking exactly where is Polaris, where is the North Star, where is true north right now. Sometimes during the day when you're in the thick of things, it's like being in daytime. You can't see where the North Star is. But if you've seen it at night, you have a good sense of where it is, even though you can't see it. So as we meditate, we're going into the night sky and getting a clear sense of where true north is. We can put aside our concerns of the world, our concerns for food, clothing, and shelter, bring to the fore concerns of the mind. There's that phrase that they have in the instructions, bring mindfulness to the fore. This is precisely what it means. Bring your values to the fore. Remember what is really important. And what's really important, of course, is the state of your mind. As the fashions of the world come and go, what seems right now in terms of what the world wants in 5 years' time, in 5 minutes' time sometimes, is something very different. It's like the shifting magnetic pole. What you want is the North Star, true north, to guide your actions. And so to focus on the mind, remember this state of the mind we have right now, this is what really matters. As you get old, as you get sick, as you approach death, that's what you're going to have. Your memory of the things you've done, the state of mind that you developed as you did those things. Sometimes the memories will go away, but the state of mind remains. When you can get the mind in a good, peaceful state, it helps jog your memory that, yes, this is where you want to be, at peace with yourself, knowing that you haven't done anything intentionally that would harm yourself, that would harm others. You've kept your sense of direction right. So allow the mind to put aside the concerns of the world every day. Give yourself some time every day to remind yourself of where true north is. Then even though the sun may come out, the sky gets lit, you can't see the North Star anymore, but you know where it is. You've seen it. The mind here with the breath at ease, observing itself, clear about itself, not putting up any walls inside. As the Buddha said, the prerequisites for mindfulness, getting established, our right view, views made pure, as he puts it, and your virtue. And you want to be able to maintain this state, you've got to look after your right view and you have to look after your virtue. Right view is basically a matter of realizing the importance of your actions, the extent to which your actions shape your world. And then with virtue, remind yourself that you want to be totally harmless. Because if you're trying to be mindful and you remember things you've done, we have harmed other people, and your intention was to harm them, it's going to be hard to see. It hurts to see these things. And so to avoid the hurt, it's like a sore muscle. You start walking in a way to not put any weight on the muscle. It puts up a wall. So you want to be able to look back on your events of the day, your actions of the day. And you see there's nothing you want to hide. That's the mind that can develop this state of being fully at ease with yourself, at home with yourself, at peace with yourself. And that's the ideal state for getting to know the mind even more and more deeply. to understand it, what it's doing right now, to see where it's causing itself unnecessary stress, even in the concentration, even in this peaceful state. That's something mind that has not been virtuous can't do. Question came up recently when I was in Thailand. Is it possible for a person who doesn't observe the precepts to get into concentration? And I said yes. I didn't elaborate. So the next day I got a message from that person who had asked the question. He said, wanted further elaboration because this was a big issue in the country for which he came. There are some people claiming that they can gain awakening without observing the precepts. I said, well, those are two different questions. It is possible to attain concentration by putting up walls, but the concentration you get is going to be dishonest. It's going to be a concentration where there are hidden rooms, hidden back areas, and that's not going to be a good place to develop discernment, the kind of discernment you need to observe yourself, to see what you're doing, where you're adding unnecessary stress. The mind is much more able to see itself clearly when it's been acting in ways that it knows are headed in the right direction. And it can be open and above board with itself. That's when the discernment that leads to awakening can actually arise. So to be at peace and also to gain insight, the kind of insight that liberates the mind from its subtle but stressful habits. Make sure you have an idea of where true north is, and always keep true north in mind as you decide what to do, what to say, what to think, all throughout the day. Because the mind that makes decisions during the day is the same mind that's going to be coming here and sitting down and meditating. You don't want any walls between the two.